It's time for the Fantasy Football Guys with must-add players and deep roster pickups. It's the Waiver Wire Show. Here's Kevin Moore.
Yep, that's right. We're the Fantasy Football Guys. I'm Kevin Moore, and it is the Waiver Wire Show. Second to last one of the year. I'm going to do one next week just because some people have their championship week, week 17. We don't recommend it, but you know what? Sometimes it happens. Not a whole lot to talk about today as far as players go. And we have a few guys to talk about, but this time of year, not a whole lot of risk-taking should be involved. If you're doing that, and if you have to do that, I apologize for, you know, the fantasy football gods. But let's take a look at some news real quick. If you don't mind, we'll do some injury news to let you know what's happening. Let's see. Rex Burkhead is expected to be out until the playoffs with his knee. So, you know, he's a guy who's gotten a lot of people decent flex numbers over the past few weeks. So look elsewhere. Let's see what else we have here. Doug Martin was inactive for last night's game. He may be done in Tampa. Peyton Barber's actually been looking really, really good the last few weeks. Martin has not. So if you have him on a keeper or dynasty, you might want to think about moving on from that dude. Jeremy Maclin has a knee and is not expected to play in this coming week's games. Sorry about that. Devontae Adams has a concussion. He's in the protocol. And the guy who hit him has 2-game suspension, and as well he should. And that just, you know, makes me look back at Gronk's hit and the fact that he only got 1 game for that. That was complete BS. And I think it had a lot to do with the fact that the Patriots were playing the Steelers. Would have been the second week of his 2-week suspension. You don't think politics play into it? Yeah. Absolutely does. Marquise Lee exited Sunday's game in the first quarter. He has an ankle. Keep an eye on him for this coming week and what he may be in or out. And there's a couple guys on the list today who could be affected by his in-ness or out-ness, if you will. Have you heard about Harry's? Well, Harry's is an awesome company started by two regular good dudes named Jeff and Andy. They were tired of spending too much money on razor blades, so they started their own company. Good for them. They bought a German factory with over 100 years of blade-making experience to ensure the highest quality. And you know what? All products are backed by a 100% quality guarantee. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million of us guys have switched. I'm one of them. That's right. I really I like the shave gel, and I like the feel of the handle in my hand and the closeness of the shave with the 5 blades. I got that trial kit. It comes with that shave gel that I really, really like. Makes the shaving experience smooth and cool on the skin. And I like the blade. So Harry's confident that you're going to love their blades as much as we do. And they're going to give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/ffguys. You can claim that free trial offer from Harry's today. It's a $13 value for free when you sign up. All they ask you to do is cover a few bucks for shipping. Trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle and 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. It's all good. For those of you looking, let's see, what else we have here? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so to get your free trial, or you can just browse other cool Harry's products, go to harrys.com/ffguys right now. That's harrys.com/ffguys. All right, let's look at the wire. There's only 3 quarterbacks on my list today, and I'm only going to recommend 2 of them. You get to the championship game, or, you know, in the one league I'm in, championship 2 weeks, you get 16 and 17 there. I will recommend Nick Foles at home against Oakland. Unbelievably, he's 73% available in Yahoo leagues right now. He did have a 4-touchdown game on the road. You saw it. So he's home against Oakland this week. Really good matchup, like Nick Foles as a pickup this week. Jimmy Garoppolo did have 381 yards and a TD. He's available in about 70% of Yahoo leagues. Your mileage may vary, of course, but he has the worst possible matchup. He's got Jacksonville. So while I like Jimmy Garoppolo, I think his usefulness for the season, unless you have a week 17 play, his usefulness is done so far. Brock Osweiler for Denver. I'm giving him a cautious okay. I mean, because, you know, if you're desperate, you know, like if you picked Aaron Rodgers up and thought he's going to take me all the way to the end of the season and they sit him, which is possible, you're going to need somebody. Now, he's going to be on the road. When I say he, I mean Brock, is going to be on the road at Washington. But he came in after Simeon got hurt, threw a 194 and 2 touchdowns. He's got a lot of weapons that he can use. So don't really like Brock Osweiler's game, but he's got weapons and he's got opportunity against a questionable pass defense. So that's why I'm throwing him out there. Looking at tight ends, there's a couple options here, which you've seen before. Charles Clay from Buffalo, 5 for 9, 5 targets. I'm sorry, 9 targets, 5 catches, 68 yards. He's got availability in Yahoo League, 68% worth. Ben Watson from Baltimore caught all 4 of his targets for 71 yards in a TD. He's also available in Yahoo Leagues, 86% worth. Those two guys have been out there for a while. This other guy, I really like him. He's 99% available in Yahoo Leagues, which chances are he's available in your league as well. Caught all 3 of his targets for 63 yards and a touchdown. Garrett Celek from San Francisco. Also not a great matchup because, you know, it's Jacksonville, but of the tight ends that are readily available, he's probably your best go for being able to get into the end zone this coming week. Looking at running backs, not a lot here. I mean, you know, it's the championship week, so you really can't expect a whole lot of running backs to be available. Kerwin Williams for Arizona does have that quad injury, so we don't know what his availability is going to be, but he has a decent matchup. 61 yards on 17 carries before he went out. He's available in 65% of Yahoo leagues. Now, it's tough this time of year when you get to around 50% availability. A lot of those leagues just shut down because people lose interest. So, not real sure. You can, you know, once you get to, you know, 60, 65% available, he may not actually be. But it's tough to tell this time of year. You're going to have to check your own system. Teon Green for Detroit is available in 97% of Yahoo leagues. That's a pretty big number. Only had 35 yards, but here's the thing. And I'm not really looking at Teon Green for a pickup for championship week, but if you're in a dynasty league and you're looking to fill your roster with guys that have upside that you can maybe keep for next year, Teon Green is one of those guys. Young kid, all kinds of talent. We've seen the Ameer Abdullah experiment fail year after year. You know, he's the kind of guy, Teon Green, that you keep and see what moves that the Lions do in the offseason. Do they let Ameer Abdullah go? Is Teon Green going to get more opportunities? That's the kind of thing you want to do. Grab that guy now before the season's over so you can make those decisions next year. Same thing goes with Wayne Gallman for the Giants. We saw the kid against the Eagles run for 39 yards on 8 carries and catch 6 out of 7 targets for 40 yards. He's got talent. It's just he's surrounded by a really, really bad football team. But as the years go forward, maybe the team improves and he gets more opportunities to run behind a good line. So again, just like Teon Green, grab this kid, put him on the end of your bench in a dynasty league where you can keep 10 players or whatever. He may be a guy that you will enjoy having down the road. I mentioned Kerwin Williams, right? Okay, so he's done. Let's look at wide receivers then. A little more opportunity here to get somebody who can actually do something for you this week as a flex or, you know, maybe as a wide receiver 3. So Keenan Cole for Jacksonville. We talked about him a little bit last week on the show about, you know, really you can't trust him. And, you know, you still can't. Yeah, he caught 7 catches out of 9 targets for a 186 and a TD. Had a real long touchdown. He's available enough, 94% worth. So he's out there and you can get him. Trust in a championship league? I don't really have it for him. You know, I like what Blake Bortles has done lately, but I don't trust him. I like Keenan Cole, but I don't trust him. Same thing with Jaden Mickens from Jacksonville. Guy had 5 targets, caught 4 of them, 61 yards, 2 touchdowns. You can just go grab him right now. But are you going to trust that production is going to be consistent in your championship game? I'm thinking you got to look elsewhere. But again, for these dynasty leagues, these are guys who, you know, are going to be maybe making some noise next year. Same thing with Damier Byrd for Carolina. Guy only had 25 yards, but 2 touchdowns in there. 3 catches on 4 targets. No trust, but, you know, future opportunity may be worth picking up now. A guy you may want to grab this week. These are 2 guys you can play this week, okay? Roger Lewis for the Giants. Yeah, I know. Guy had 10 targets, caught 4 of them for 74 yards against the Eagles. not that easy to do. Eagles' defensive backfield, not playing great lately, but they're not bad. And that guy's 99% available. If you're looking for a flex or a wide receiver three, Roger Lewis could be your guy. And looking at Mike Wallace for Baltimore, we've seen him go up in value and down in value, sometimes, you know, week to week. But six catches, 10 targets, 89 yards, 60% available. Like I told you, once you get to 60% in the Yahoo League this time of year, it can mean nothing. But he's still worth a peek on your for your league if you have need of a wide receiver at a flex or a wide receiver three.
Let's ride.
Whew, told you there wasn't a whole lot this week. And some of it's prepping for next year. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to do that. And this is that time. We'll probably get to more of those next week as we wind the season down, which is kind of sad. I mean, I like being in this spot. I am in four championship games this coming week. Like that. Don't like that the season's over. Nearly. All right, guys. We'll be back Wednesday night. When I say guys, I mean everybody. We'll be back Wednesday night with the Week 16 preview. Championship week. Love it. All right. Enjoy your Tuesday and get those waiver wire picks in. See ya.